Among the anti-Mubarak protesters are members of the outlawed Islamist group, the Muslim Brotherhood, and that group is likely to be part of any political process, which has implications for the administration's dealings with a post-Mubarak government. The Obama administration has been meeting regularly to discuss the situation in Egypt and what that government might look like. NPR's Jackie Northam reports on how the administration might deal with the Muslim Brotherhood if it does become part of Egypt's government.
The Muslim Brotherhood has been around and been a part of Egypt's social fabric since the late 1920s. It's also been banned by the Mubarak regime. John Alterman, the director of the Middle East program with the Center for Strategic and International Studies, says because of that, the U.S. has had only limited contact with the Muslim Brotherhood. But that's due to change. Alterman was among a group of Mideast analysts called to the White House earlier this week to discuss the quickly developing situation in Egypt. He says he was struck by the administration's stand on the Muslim Brotherhood.
I've gotten the idea that the White House isn't overly concerned with the Brotherhood being part of a more open and participatory politics in Egypt. There's not a deep fear that if there's any Brotherhood participation, that spells the end of U.S. interest in Egypt. In fact, there's a sense that U.S. interests in Egypt dictate that Islamists should be participating in more vibrant politics along with everybody else.
Alterman says the Obama administration understands there are a lot of people in Egypt who believe religion should have some role in public life, whether they belong to the Muslim Brotherhood or not, and that the U.S. shouldn't turn its back on the group just because it's Islamist.
The White House has a general sense that Egyptian politics need to somehow reflect Egyptian society, and insisting on authoritarian secularist regimes doesn't meet U.S. interests in the long term, nor does it meet Egyptian interests.
The scale and importance of the unfolding events in Egypt are reminiscent of the 1979 Iranian Revolution, which ushered in an Islamist regime. Samer Shahata, an assistant professor of Arab politics at Georgetown University, says he fears that too many people will draw parallels with that time.
I think that there are many people in Congress and in the general public, of course, that when they hear Islamist politics or the Muslim Brotherhood and so on, there's no understanding, and they immediately think of Al-Qaeda and or Hamas or Hezbollah even. And this is a fundamentally different type of organization.
Hamas is, in fact, one offshoot of the Muslim Brotherhood. But Shahata says the Muslim Brotherhood has no military wing or weapons and renounced violence some 60 years ago. But Leslie Gelb, the president emeritus of the Council on Foreign Relations, says no one knows for sure if that will change once the ban on the Islamist group is lifted. Gelb says the Muslim Brotherhood says it supports democracy and free speech, but is also anti-Israeli and opposes the Egyptian-Israeli peace agreement. Gelb says there are too many unknowns about the group.
We know their track record on foreign policy, and it will be much more independent of the U.S. and in many cases contrary to U.S. foreign policy. There's no question about that whatsoever, and that's very important.
Gelb says the Muslim Brotherhood is currently Egypt's best organized opposition group, and in a disorganized political landscape, could eventually take control of the government. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs indicated that the U.S. would not walk unconditionally into a relation with the Muslim Brotherhood, and that it needs assurances on several fronts.
And that is adherence to the law, adherence to nonviolence, and a willingness to be part of a democratic process, but not use that democratic process to simply instill yourself into power.
Gibbs stressed it's not for the U.S. to determine who governs Egypt, but as a powerful ally, Washington will try to work with any power brokers there. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.
Protesters in Egypt were inspired by an uprising in Tunisia. Now, protesters in Yemen are borrowing language from Egypt.
Just as Egyptians held what they call a day of rage last week, Yemenis are holding a day of rage today. After 3 decades in power, President Ali Abdullah Saleh says he will not seek re-election in 2013.
Protesters want him out sooner, and thousands of people are marching through the streets of the capital city today. We'll bring you more on that situation as we learn it. It's Morning Edition from NPR News.